Ah, welcome to my inn, the Carriage Rest Inn, a place where the bard has tales that spin. As our weary travelers struggle to find their role in this world divided with souls that are full. Trust, confusion, loyalty are a greater foe than any arrow sprung from a bow. Who is dark, who is light, a constant battle over who is right. Listen as we begin here at the Carriage Rest Inn.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Carriage Rest Tales. I'm your host and Dungeon Master Mike, and to my left we have...
Hey, what's up everybody? It's Ryan. I'll be playing everyone's favorite multiple personality tabaxi, Gnomus and Vive.
Hey everybody, this is Nick. I'll be playing Bato, the half-orc barbarian.
And you guys will notice that Sam is not introducing herself, and that's because this is a special episode with just Gnomus and Vaso. Last we left off, you guys were leaving Epicure, the Delway Sanctuary, on the way to Kamachi. We established, I think it was about a quarter day's walk down south to get to the city. Is there anything you guys are going to discuss on the way, or should we just jump into it?
I'll tell Gnomish slash Bimus.
Somebody.
Somebody. I'll tell him about the visions I was seeing. Oh, I was looking into the dark side, and then all of a sudden it disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yeah.
Like it got pulled away from you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had some sort of gut feeling like you no longer had access to that section. I can't think of a better way of like displaying that feeling. Like you were starting to like see what was happening and feel like, oh, I'm gaining some information, and all of a sudden it was like ripped away from you. You still remember it, but you can't like reconnect with it.
Yeah.
Did Gnomus go through anything like that when he was merging?
For Gnomus, it was as clear as it could have been because you were getting those little micro doses. So you had pretty much already seen all of Vive's fragments before you guys physically merged, but the merger was still difficult for you.
Okay. I guess once we're far enough away from the sanctuary, I guess I would be talking to Vaso more about, I guess, his thoughts of Woods being possessed by her goddess to kill you. And if you're sure you're okay making the decision, leaving her behind to go merge with your other half, which is a whole nother can of worms. I think we've already talked about like what to experience from all that.
You know, even if she is truly loyal to us, we don't know if that goddess is going to take over, because she doesn't have any control over that. So we got to stay away from her either way.
I mean, I think there was a part of her that did let her goddess in, but
yeah.
Does her goddess necessarily need an opening right now? Once she's been in there, I don't know. I mean, she wants you dead, the goddess. My side from Vive wants you dead. So yeah, I think this is the safest.
Yeah, and I gotta merge because they're going after him too.
Right.
And if he dies, and I die too.
You die too. So. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page before we get too far into it.
Yeah.
Vaso, have you looked through your pack or anything? I know that you guys packed up and kind of left in a hurry. I imagine Gnomus had already kind of put your stuff together. So I don't know if you just grabbed it and were like, hey, that's my pack, I'm just going to leave. Or if you actually looked through it at all yet?
Not yet, I don't think. Maybe if we stop for a break, I'll look through it.
I'm sure you'll need to stop for a break at least once, considering you're still pretty injured. You got how many hit points back from?
18.
So you're sitting around 18 hit points. So you guys are moving a little bit slower, so it's probably you get tired. So yeah. Maybe after about 2 hours, you find a log to sit down in.
Okay.
As you go through your pack, you realize pretty much everything's there except for you're missing two key things, which is you don't see the Tapestry of Gnomus and you don't see the Wooden Crown.
Hey, Gnomus, did you pick up a couple things of mine that I might have lost?
I did once we teleported, and I would hand you back the Tapestry.
Okay. Did you pick up a crown too?
No.
Okay.
Asking Vaso if he wants to roll the insight check, or do you think he's going to trust him?
I'll roll an insight check.
Okay, so you have to roll a deception check then.
11.
15.
All right, so you believe Vimus that he has not stolen or is not in possession of the crown, okay, or doesn't know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell him, like, I had this crown. I need to find it because it's one of the artifacts that's needed to take down Black Bay Harbor.
I I recall seeing it, and then one of those people of Woods's had it in their possession.
Okay. All right. We'll have to, we got to get that back because it's pretty important.
It is important. I agree.
I don't want it to fall in the wrong hands.
I agree. I will play you a Cure Wounds with my flute. I'll let you roll it. It's 1d8 plus 7.
And if you wanted to use hit dice, I don't know if you even have any at this point, so I don't remember what our long rest, short rest has been. This would be a time where you could take an hour to use hit dice also.
Are you using hit dice?
No, I just did your roll.
Okay, I didn't know if you were going to do hit dice too, because I got my Song of Rest.
Yeah, I got one hit dice left.
And then I guess while I'm playing my flute, you can use another, roll another
D. Ooh, 12. Okay, so 14.
And then you can add another D8 to that.
Okay.
Can I do that too? Does that make sense?
I think.
Can I rest myself?
I think the D6 does go towards the bard also. I believe that's what the spell does. That's how I play it, because to me it makes sense. If you are letting out positive energies, they're also going to be self-soothing.
Gotcha.
Sorry, so what was that last one, a D8?
A D8. All right, not good rolls.
Almost all of it back.
I'll do one more, because Mike has that look in his eye.
As you guys are sitting on the log, you're kind of chatting, you get down, you get your bandages out, you start bandaging yourself up. Gnomus, go ahead and roll a perception check, but at advantage.
18.
18. You start hearing some whistling. It sounds a little bit like a bird at first, but then you start putting together that that doesn't sound like a bird. It sounds familiar to you that it is call signs that your assassin groups used to use when they were trying to get in position in a territory. And you know specifically that that one means fire.
Like the elemental fire, or like we're being fired upon?
Being fired upon.
I'm going to immediately get Vaso and like tuck him down to the ground.
As soon as you pull him out the log, you see two arrows from like opposite ends cross right over where Vaso's head was and hit into the dirt next to him.
We're being hunted.
And then you start hearing some rustling in the woods. Go ahead and roll initiative.
Got a 13.
18.
My enemy one got a 15, enemy two got a 16.
I guess that makes sense. I pulled you off of me, or pulled you down. So I think it's Vaso, enemy.
You're going last. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
You used your action technically first to pull him off the ground. Yep.
Yep.
All right. So you see as you get pulled to the ground, two arrows hit. You sense that they cross like right where your head was.
Okay. I am going to look around and see if I can see anybody.
You're going to have to roll a perception check.
Okay.
So you look back and you see a tree line. Like you guys are sitting on a log next to a tree line.
Natty 20.
I would say you can see the two archers that are hanging off some trees. So there is a like little spot so they could see through the foliage. They're about 15 feet up. They're probably about 40 feet apart from each other though, because they're shooting from different angles.
Okay. How far is the closest one to me?
They're shooting arrows and they wouldn't want to get too close, but they would need a line of sight. So let's say 50 feet. Into the tree line. I think that would make sense for their style.
I'm going to try to get up. I want to get closer to the guy that's closest to me, but I'm going to like hide behind trees as I'm moving up.
Okay, so you're going to try to run towards the base of one of the archers.
Yeah.
And then try to use the trees to stay in the way.
Yep.
So let's say if you're trying to pick trees, you can use your dash action, but you're still just going to move the same 30 feet because you're trying to move through difficult terrain is what I'm going to use.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and roll a, you're not being stealthy, but go ahead and roll a stealth just to see how well you're hiding behind trees for myself.
21, dirty.
Okay. So you're doing a pretty good job picking out fairly big trees to give you good cover. So I'm going to give you 3/4 cover. So you get to add 5 to your armor class when I attack you next. If I do.
Oh, you're getting attacked.
And then Soph is going to go?
Oh, yeah, Soph. I forgot Soph was around.
So Soph is going to take flight.
Sounds good.
And they are going to, I guess, they're going to go to the one farther away.
Okay. So you ran to the right. We'll say you're going to send Soph to the left.
Okay, yeah. And then how far can the 30 feet fly 60 feet?
They can make it to the archer.
Okay. And then they are going to do a fire breath at the one in the tree.
I'm going to give him dex save at disadvantage. So I think it's a dex save to get out of the way.
Yeah, you must make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw.
Okay. They got an 11. Okay. So they're in the tree.
Okay. So 76 or 24 fire damage. So I'll just do the 24.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to have a really constant. Another deck save to see if they fall out of the tree. They did not. Okay. So they get knocked down and they kind of fall, but they catch themselves and swing down to the branch below them.
Okay.
So they don't take fall damage, but they are getting knocked out of the tree.
When do I roll for the recharge? The next turn?
Yeah. Or at the end? But you want to roll it now to see, just so we'll know if it's available for you.
Okay. 4.
Okay. So it's not available for you next turn.
Okay.
The archer that just got hit out of the tree is going to continue falling down to the tree line or to the foliage, and you're going to lose sight of them just because they're too far away at this point. The second archer that Vasa was running towards, Nomis, you would see that they climb down on their tree also, and they are going to roll a hide. And that brings us up to Nomis.
So I don't see either one now.
From the road, you can try to make a perception check if you like, but it's going to be really high DC just because it is a forest tree line, and they climb trees to get line of sight.
So trying to recall the tactics, I heard the whistle and then 2 shots were fired.
Okay.
Can I assume that there's a third person out there?
Roll a perception check for that one. It's going to be a sound-based one.
19.
Yes, you would have recognized when you turned around instantly after the attack that the whistle came from a different location, more in the center of the 2 archers.
Okay. I'm going to stealth and then make my way towards the center, knowing that Vaso and Soph are
doing the flanks.
Yeah. I will flank the flanker.
There you go.
And I'm not stealthing at all. Okay, I'm just making my way towards the center then.
Okay, so you rolled a 1.
To add 9 to it.
Yeah, there's no crit fails in skill checks, which is still weird to me to get around, but there isn't. So you got a 9. You know that you're making lots of noise. You step on some twigs and sticks, so you know that you're not doing a great job stealthing.
Yeah.
All right, Vasa, that brings us up to you.
Okay, so the archer that Vasa's going towards is still up in the tree.
He had climbed down on his turn and then attempted to hide. So if you get up to his tree, you're going to have to roll a perception check to see if you can identify like what his trail was, where he went to. You know what I mean? Like you got to his last known location.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll get there and then roll a perception check. 11.
You tied his stealth. Okay. So you definitely see that there's some muddy footprints that are going up and to the right.
Yeah. I'll follow that.
Okay. I'm going to say you round a corner and you see the archer looking at you. It is his turn, so he's going to shoot at you. Does that make sense?
Yep.
But you were a little bit prepared, so I am going to give you partial cover, so you could add 3 to your armor class. You got a 13.
That's a miss.
Okay. And then he's going to actually just continue to flee because he doesn't want to get into melee combat with a orc.
Okay.
So he's going to use his movement then, not his second shot, but move instead.
Okay.
So he breaks the line of sight on you again, and he's going to try to roll another stealth. Okay. Second archer, go ahead and roll a perception check. No miss.
Oh, hang on. Yep. Soph needs to go again.
Soph does need to go again. Yep. Soph is currently circling over the second archer, but can't see the archer because they dropped down to the trees. At least from her flight, because I assume she's still in the, still in the sky.
So I'm just going to keep flying around and looking for that second archer, but like maybe try to stay kind of high so that, you know, the arrows
don't reach.
It's hard to reach them.
I'm picturing like a hawk circling.
Yeah.
So you're waiting to see if they come out into a meadow or an open area to dive bomb.
Yep.
That's what I'm picturing Soph's doing. All right. Now onto the second archer that was kind of hiding. Nomis, you can go ahead and roll a perception check.
9.
Okay. So I'm going to say that you don't hear the archer sneaking up on you, so you're not going to get any advantage of cover.
Okay.
Because they were trying to get in position, and I was trying to see if you would be able to hear to kind of readjust.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do 2 shots at you. The first one's an 8, which I assume misses.
Yep.
And then a 16.
That hits.
All right. You take 5 piercing damage.
Okay.
Not a great damage roll on that one, but... And then think enemy one is still not going to act yet. So go ahead and no miss. You now obviously see the person that shot you.
How far away are they?
Probably 25 feet just because of the foliage. I don't think they'd be able to have good line of sight. You know, I'm trying to do tree battles.
I'm going to use my movement, close the distance, and attack them with my rapier.
Okay.
27.
This is the guy on the left that definitely hits.
11 damage.
Okay. Before we get to Vasa's turn, you triggered my ready action.
Yay!
As a figure drops down from a branch above you and attempts to stab you in the back. I assume a 26 hits you.
Sure.
You take 12 piercing damage and roll a constitution saving throw.
5.
All right. You also take 9 poison damage. You feel a very familiar poison entering your body. I gave you half just for the listener's sake because I assume Vive has a tolerance built up to the assassin's poisons.
Oh, that was nice of you.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
With you used to being an assassin, I feel like you'd have resistance to your poisons.
Yep. I would agree with that.
Now it is Vaso's turn, though.
So Vaso's going to chase after that archer that ran away.
Okay.
Or tried to run away. And he is going to pull out his hand axe.
Okay.
And throw it at the archer.
All right. First, you're going to see if you can find said archer. So okay. Go ahead and roll a perception check because it did break line of sight to try to get away from you.
7.
Okay. You trunge through and you see the muddy footprints, but then it gets to like a rock outcrop. Okay. And you see the muddy footprints for about 2 or 3 more steps, but then the mud kind of is no longer sticking to their feet and you can't quite make out what direction they went into.
Okay.
You can pick, but yeah. You might not be right.
Okay. So I am going to stay put.
Okay.
But like I'm going to hide, try to hide behind something.
Okay.
So like you're a going tree to maybe, or a big rock.
All right. So you're going to back up and also try to hide.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Go ahead and roll a stealth check then.
Natty 20.
All right. So you find a really good cove to kind of hide back behind some branches.
Okay.
And you hunker down and you start trying to listen for where the enemy might be.
Okay. So needs to go.
Soph needs to go, yep.
But first, I'm going to roll for the fire breath recharge.
Yep. Yeah, the more I delay with Soph, the more chances I get of a fire breath coming at me.
So I rolled a 4, so I don't have it. Does Soph see anybody?
Soph would probably see, wouldn't see anybody, but they would see rustling over in the location of Gnomus's battle.
Okay.
Because he just ran through the bushes to attack that person. Another person dropped down. So they, Soph would definitely see movement over there. She wouldn't see him, but she'd see that, oh, the foliage is most active over there.
Okay. Yeah. So Soph will fly, kind of dive a little bit just to get lower so that, you know, hopefully gets a better view.
Okay.
But like towards the rustling.
Sounds good. We'll say that Gnomus, you hear the dragon flapping its wings, so you know the dragon's close to you, but you also can't see the dragon.
Got it.
And that brings us up to enemy 2. I'm going to do a stealth check and a perception check. Gosh, that's fun. Vaso, you do not hear the archer moving around because they rolled a nice stealth check, but they also did not find you. For Gnomus, you're going to see that the archer is going to disengage with you and run back 30 feet.
Okay.
The assassin is going to try to do a leg trip on you. So they are going to attack your legs with a leg sweep. But they accidentally kick a stump that was a little bit too high. And you hear a cracking sound as their shin hits an unexpected obstacle. And they're going to disengage and limp away. They're only going to make it about 15 feet as I now have an injured leg.
Perfect. That worked out well for me. So they're 15 feet from me.
Archer's about 30 feet. Assassin's 15 feet.
But he's limping. He's like still standing.
He's still standing. He tried to kick you and then kicked a stump. So it kind of not really broke his ankle, but it's definitely sprained. So he's trying to get away from you as he was intending to do anyways. Just he thought you'd be on the ground and you'd easily get away.
I'm going to move between, so he's between me and the archer.
Okay, so you're going to try to do eye formation of you, assassin, then archer?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cast Thunder Wave at a second level on him.
Okay.
So he needs a constitution saving throw.
That's the assassin, right?
Yeah.
Crit fail.
Oh, this is going to go bad for him. Then.
Some crit fail skill checks, but yeah. he failed.
Since I cast it at a second level, it's 3d8 damage. Wow, terrible rolls. Oh, I only did 7 damage. Is that right. Doubled, though, since he failed?
I mean, we already established you don't do on skill checks, but how much was it?
7.
7, that and then he gets pushed back.
10 feet.
10 feet, okay.
That was a terrible roll.
So he gets pushed back 10 feet, and he is prone. I'm going to, at this point, we'll let Soph go mid-turn for you.
Okay.
Soph was purposely waiting for an opportunity to attack. You just cast Thunderwave, which pushed all the foliage also out of the way. So Soph definitely now can see this assassin laying, you know, sprawled out from this Thunderwave attack.
Okay. Soph is going to go right at the assassin.
Okay.
And do a bite.
Okay, so they're going to do a dive bomb, land on the assassin. So let's also do that damage. So let's do a 2d6 just from force damage of a dragon landing on you. It's a small dragon, so I'm just using like fall damage.
Yeah.
5 total.
So it immediately does 5 damage to the assassin, and now you can do your bite attack with advantage because they are prone.
Okay. 21 dirty.
That hits.
And, oh, natty 20.
That man, crit, glad someone's rolling well
tonight.
Crit, so you get max damage plus your normal roll.
Okay, so max damage, so I get a 1d10 plus 4, so 14.
Okay, now you can roll it
for 8 additional damage.
All right,
actually plus a 1d6 fire damage. I forgot about that.
Okay, so you have already taken 6 for your max. And then you can roll another 1d6. That's nice.
2.
All right, now Nomish, you can finish your turn.
Yeah, I was going to use my cunning action to hide.
Okay.
18.
18, okay. So you break line of sight with the dragon anyways, so you can easily find some cover, and you hide.
Yep.
All right, that brings us up to Vaso. I'm going to let Soph go again, because I was using that as Soph's readied action when she moved over towards the wrestling.
Okay, so Vaso is going to retreat back.
Okay.
Back towards where Nomis is.
Okay.
So I guess he'll use his action to disengage.
You're not in combat with anybody, so you could just move.
Okay.
Now, if you want to move quietly, we'll have you move half speed, and you can keep your stealth roll, or you can run. You'll lose your stealth roll. Basically, the archer, if you decide to run, the archer will know where you're at.
Okay.
If you want to move quietly, you can only move half speed, but you can maintain your stealth roll.
Yeah, let's do the half speed.
Okay.
Maintain.
As you start moving back, you notice that the archer was directing you away from where you were. And that seems intentional.
Yeah.
Like they were trying to split you guys up. Mm. All right, so you're just going to use your movement to quietly move back towards the road.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Enemies two.
So,
thank you.
I'm going to reroll for the fire breath.
Cool. Dang it.
What do you need for?
I got to roll. So I roll a 1d6.
Yeah.
I got to get a 5 or a 6.
Oh.
To recharge.
I've gotten 2 4s and a 2.
Probability says it's coming soon.
Yeah,
it'll come.
I think you still have a solid spot on this assassin.
Yeah, Soph is just going to bite again.
Okay.
So am I still at advantage?
Still at advantage.
Dirty 20 and a dirty 21.
That hits.
Great. So 5 piercing damage and 3 fire damage.
Okay. Enemies 2. Archer on Vaso's side is going to continue to try to look for you. They still cannot find you. You got a 22 on your stealth, right? Okay. Just making sure I'm not forgetting something. The second archer is going to also kind of attempt to break line of sight and hide. So they're going to roll a stealth that No one saw to try to identify. The assassin, though, you see, will stab Soph in the foot, or try to. So they're going to do a attack on Soph, a 24 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
All right. That is 7 piercing damage, and Soph needs to make a constitution saving throw.
6.
6. So Soph also takes 26 poison damage.
Wow.
Gnomus, are you? I assume you can still see this battle going on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You then see the assassin reach into like one of their cargo pockets, I just picture, and pull out a little capsule that you recognize from your time back with the Order of Light. The assassin puts the capsule in its mouth and bites down, and then you see smoke kind of form around him as he disappears. You know that he just took a phase round.
Okay.
So Soph now doesn't have a target. She's just, they are just standing on the ground. Gnomus.
So I know the two other archers are out there.
You know, two other archers are out there. One of them you no longer see immediately. You can roll a perception check to try to find them.
Yeah, because I'm still stealth.
But they're also trying to stealth.
Yeah.
This is a fun little challenge.
21.
Yep, you definitely see them moving, crouching down, trying to set up their shot. So you basically, you're able to quickly spot them through the hole that they were using to try to shoot at your direction. But they haven't, you can tell they haven't seen you yet.
How far away are they?
I'm going to say, because they were trying to get distance, I'm going to say they're 35 feet. Because I don't think they can go much further without having obstacles in their line of sight.
Okay. I guess I only have half speed.
If you want to maintain your stealth, yep.
Yeah, I'll move my 15 feet.
Okay.
Closer.
Sounds good. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Vaso, you would still be a full turn away if you're trying to make it back, since the first time you were kind of running and now you're trying to quietly come back.
Yeah.
I'm going to let this archer.
Soph's turn.
Oh, yeah. Soph's turn. There's no longer an assassin there, though. But okay. You can do a perception check to see if they see the.
Roll to 6.
So got fire.
I'll roll a perception check.
To see if you see the archer also.
10.
That beats the other archer's armor. Oh, wow.
Does Soph have like a passive perception? Or passive perception's 14.
So, okay. Oh, so okay. Passive. So Soph would probably already smell out the archer, especially since that archer is only about 15 feet away from Soph.
Okay.
So Soph knows where the archer's at.
Okay, Sophie's going to do another fire, bro.
Okay, just in that direction.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, so DC 13, dexterity saving throw is what the archer has to make.
15 is what they got. So we'll say that they passed the saving throw. I'm going to say because of the foliage kind of took up, made some extra spaces for them to escape into. But they still take half damage, I believe.
Okay, 12 damage.
And they are definitely noticeable, even though Nomus had already seen them.
Yep.
I think that brings up my enemies. They don't know where Gnomus is, so I think they would shoot at Soph. So an 8 to hit.
That's a miss.
And then a 21 to hit.
That hits.
So 11 11 piercing damage. And then it's going to use its movement to start running away. To try to break line of sight again. And my enemy, assassin enemy, you don't know what's going on because it's currently not in this plane. No miss.
All right. How far away is...
We'll say that with the roll out of the way, the 2 shots, I got another 10 feet away because it is running through foliage. So I think you're 25 feet away at this point. You got to 15 feet closer.
Yeah. Well, at this rate, it's not going to go very well. I'll use my feline agility to... get up on him.
Okay. So you're using your extra movement speed to get up to him. You're in melee combat with him, but you lost your stealth because you just ran.
Yeah. I'm going to try to stab him with my rapier. 24.
That hits.
11 damage.
Okay. You can see that they are quite bloodied at this point, but not down.
Okay. Yeah, I'm staying on him.
Okay. That brings us up to Vaso. You definitely hear the combat now. Okay. You know you've kind of... You know through the trees you're about 30 feet away, especially after you heard the fire breath.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to run towards the noise.
Okay. Yeah, you break into a kind of more open area now with the trees getting pushed back from the thunder wave and then a fire breath going through it. And you can see Gnomus and an archer in melee combat. I'm going to say you don't have enough distance to close that distance with your 30 feet of movement.
Okay.
You can either throw something or you can use your dash to get into melee, but then you wouldn't be able to attack.
Yeah, I'll use my dash to get there.
To get into melee?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
And then for Soph.
Yep.
How far away is the archer from?
About 25 feet, because it was 15 feet and it ran back 10 before it got overtaken. But you guys are in melee with it, so if you tried to do a breath attack, you'd hit all three of you.
Well, I gotta roll it.
If Soph has one.
Another six.
But Soph, what's Soph, a little friendly fire?
Yeah.
Soph's smart enough. You're not going to do that. But Soph is going to fly around and come up behind the archer and then bite attack.
Okay. So you're flanking, so I'll give you plus two to the attack. This archer's not looking too hot.
13.
13 is a miss.
Dang it.
Archer's turn. The archer in front of you, you see him snicker a little bit as they grab a arrow out of the back of their quiver that looks a little bit different than the others. And they like bite off a string that's attached to it. And you see a wick start to light and they turn and just shoot it straight up into the air.
Uh-oh is right.
About 3 seconds, 2 seconds later, you see a very large, or you hear a very loud concussion of dynamite going off as a bright red flare is in the sky.
We need to end this and get out of here.
Yeah, we need to get out of here quick.
You then would start hearing some rustling coming from quite a ways away, like 100 feet away or so. Vasa, you would know that was the direction of the other archer responding to this call. But you know this can take them at least one or two turns because they're running from a distance. And that brings us up to Gnomus.
Trying to kill him.
Okay. I assumed.
And then get out of here.
You do have sneak attack if you hit him because you have allies within
five feet.
If you hit him.
No.
But you did not hit him.
Nope.
Alrighty. What's happening with the crit fail? Let's go ahead and roll our D100.
89.
So it's nothing too bad severity-wise. You're still going to take some sort of penalty. What's your weapon you're using?
Rapier.
I'm going to say that you attempted to stab the archer, but he was able to get his bow in place first, and he was able to snap the end of your rapier off. So like your rapier got stuck in his bow and he turned and it snapped the end of it off.
Powerful bow. Okay.
Or just a weak spot in your rapier, if that makes sense. So go ahead and add a minus two to your rapier. So instead of being 1d8 plus four, it'll be 1d8 plus two.
Man.
As it kind of takes a little bit of the edge off of it.
Okay.
You can get it repaired later, but.
Yeah.
All right. That brings us up to Vaso.
Yeah, Vaso is just going to swing his sword at him.
Okay. Sounds good. Don't roll a one. Ever living archer.
Yeah.
15.
15 ties their armor class. So ties go to the attacker.
7 damage.
7. Okay. Archer is falling down to one knee. So Soph or yourself would have advantage. I think you still have 2 attacks though, right? That's Vaso.
Yeah. Well, he's not enraged yet.
Well, I think you automatically get.
Yeah, you always get 2 attacks.
Okay. I think at like 5th level.
5th level, yep. You have advantage as a reminder.
Oh, I have advantage.
Yep, because he's bloodied at this point.
19.
Hits.
9 damage.
All right, you take this guy out of his misery as he falls into a dark shard.
Ooh, a dark shard. Mm-hmm. A light shard.
Which makes sense if they're phase rounding. We need to get out of here.
Yep. I'll take off.
I'm just going to start running.
Which direction are you running?
Away from the flare.
Well, The flare is right above you. And then you guys have heard and you'd still be hearing somebody running towards you. They're probably 75 feet away from you now. in the woods, we'll say, to your right. To your left would be where the road was.
We'll go that way.
I guess towards the road.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to run down the road then, or are you going to like cross the road, stay in the foliage, and just trying to outpace the person chasing you?
Cross the road, stay in the foliage.
Okay. Go ahead
and... at least have some cover.
Yep. Go ahead and roll a... let's roll stealth, and I'm going to roll perception just to see if they have a chance of following you. I think will make the most sense.
21.
16. So we'll say after a while... what'd you get?
11.
Okay, we'll do one more round of it. So they kind of lost you a little bit, and then Vaso did something, ran into something, or stubbed his toe. I don't know. And you hear him kind of correct. I'm going to give him the disadvantage on this one, though, because they're a little bit further away because they were trying to find your trail.
Another 21.
You have to really screw
this 19. One
up. Okay. You hear them picking out your trail. And you kind of duck down into little side, like, bushes. You're going to ambush this person as they come across your path. But then you start hearing deeper voices. And those ones never talked. They were just using whistles.
Mm-hmm.
You hear deeper voices that say, "The scouts must have found one over here. We must protect our allies."
Do I recognize? Does Vasha recognize the voice?
He wouldn't recognize the voices, but you would recognize that they are deeper voices. And as you guys are hiding, you would see some half-orcs move through the trees kind of close to you. They haven't noticed you because you're hiding, but they are doing a sweeping pattern. And then you notice the archer that was chasing you turns and goes the other direction, like runs away. So you're out of combat with the archer, but you have new unknowns in your line of sight. You can choose to engage, or you can choose to let them pass and keep chasing that archer.
So they're half orcs.
They're half orcs.
Do I recognize their tribe or anything?
You would recognize that they have basically cloth linen as armor. They're carrying clubs. And you think back to your seeing through that glass mirror, that black mirror in the other world, and you would recognize that that is the clan of the traveling half-orcs of Dorma.
Okay. So Osaf would probably be with them, right?
Osaf's not currently there, but that would be his tribe, yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm going to whisper that to Nomis.
Okay.
It's like, "Hey, buddy, I think we should show ourselves to these guys. I think they're on our side. I think Otsoff is part of that tribe."
And I'm like whispering back, obviously, like, yep. "They're helping the assassins that tried to kill us?"
No, did you see the assassin run away from him?
Oh, is that what?
Yeah, assassin ran away from him, yep.
I mean, if you want to make yourself known, they'll probably think you're Otsoff, and I can stay hidden just in case it goes south.
Okay.
It's your call.
Hey guys, it's Sam. Oh, we are almost done wrapping up season 4 and the entire storyline. We are so excited and thankful that you guys have been on this journey with us. We want to do a bit of a mailbag. If you have questions about the storyline, the world, the podcast, us as players, we would love to answer those for you as a little season finale. Regardless of where you are in the story, if you're starting with season 1 or if you're right with us at season 4, go ahead and send in your questions either on Instagram at CarriageRestTalesD&D or shoot us an email at podcast@CarriageRestTales.com. As always, give us a 5-star review if you haven't done that yet on your favorite podcast platform. Share our podcast with a friend. We are so grateful for all of you as listeners. We cannot thank you enough. We are so excited that you've been on this journey with us, and we can't wait to wrap this story up. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Vasa is going to step out
and okay.
Make himself known.
All right. What are you saying to make yourself known? I'm curious.
Hello there.
They will turn to face you.
Who are you?
Uh, I'm Vaso.
You're Vaso.
Yeah, I'm Vaso. Those assassins or those archers were chasing me down.
How'd you get out here? What are you wearing? And they look down and you notice that you've got like standard armor, holding a sword or whatever your sword now, right?
Yeah.
You don't quite fit the look of their tribe. What? Why are you wearing that? What unit are you in?
I'm just a guy looking for my other half.
Other half?
Yeah. His name's Osaf.
You're looking for Osaf? And they get a little bit more standoff. Are you with the Night Circle?
No, I'm his other side.
I don't know what other side means. We need to talk to the elders. Arrest him. Are you going to allow them to shackle you?
It's like, I don't think Osaf's going to appreciate this.
I'm not taking chances.
If I die, if you kill me, Osaf dies.
Are you threatening us now?
No, I'm just telling you how it works.
Then I suggest you come peacefully. We can resort this at camp.
Is Osaf there?
Of course he is.
Okay, then take me there. And then he'll surrender his sword. And
okay. At this point, I assume Nomis is still hidden.
Oh, yeah. I'm staying stealth, and I'm going to follow them.
Okay. What is Soph doing with this interaction? And is Soph on the ground, or is Soph in the sky?
I pictured Soph with just kind of hiding with Nomis.
Okay. Is Soph going to be okay with you volunteering and getting cuffed, do you think?
I think with Soph seeing me, like, actually putting my arms out and, like, surrendering myself, that Soph would be fine.
Okay.
I mean, of course, you know, Soph would be worried, but...
Yep, but you don't think they would come out and start attacking because you're voluntarily doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Nomis would put a hand on Soph and kind of, like, try to non-verbally communicate, yeah. Okay... We'll go.
Trying to hold them back a little bit, but not aggressively. Like they're trying to fight you. Okay. So they would lead you off towards the orc camp. And you're going to let them get a ways away before you start moving, I assume?
Yeah, I'll let them get like maybe 60 feet ahead. Okay. So I can still see them, but still trail quietly.
Sounds good.
With a red dragon.
You see them working their way towards Kamachi. But before they actually get to the city, they veer more into the woods. And you follow them a little bit longer and you see that there is a rift that is hidden in the woods that they then pass through. And they are no longer in Nomis's line of sight after they pass into the rift.
Well, I guess I'm going through the rift. That's where they go.
How long are you going to wait before you go through the rift?
Maybe like less than a minute.
Less than a minute?
Like okay. 45 seconds to a minute.
Okay, sounds good. Vaso, you are getting directed into a rift. And as soon as you get into the other side, you see that there is the ruins. You can make them off into the... Because in Dorma, there's less foliage. That's the first thing you notice right away. You're walking in this lush forest. You pass into the rift and it's... There's trees, but they're definitely more spaced out, scrawny looking. They're not doing well. So you're able to see the ruins of Kamachi, which is basically a city that's been run down. You guys have seen this before in like Black Bay Harbor, Carhang, mm-hmm. those types of things. The city was originally there and has kind of crumbled into disarray. And you notice that there is a barbarian encampment. Think of like the sticks that they put into points and like stick into the ground, like a stick encampment.
Oh, like as a fence?
Yep, okay. Exactly. And they will walk you towards the gate of that one. And you get about 45 seconds into your walk when you hear a sound of alarm from behind you as a tabaxi jumps through the rift where there happened to be two guards on watch right inside the rift. They're here again. Another attack.
They're with me. They're with me.
And they're going to take two swings at Nomis. I'm going to give them disadvantage, though, because you kind of surprised them. Because they just let a prisoner through, so they didn't expect somebody else to come through afterwards. A 9 to hit and a 13 to hit.
Both miss.
Okay. So you're able to quickly dive out of the way. Are you going to come up in arms, like ready to fight? Are you going to come up in hands up? Are you going to dive back into the rift? What is Gnomus doing?
Rapier is fully out. Attack me again. It'll be the last thing you ever do. I am here for the prisoner.
You're volunteering as a prisoner?
I'm his ally.
If you want to go into the camp, you're going in shackles.
What if I stay out here?
We will allow you to stay out here.
I'll stay out here then.
Okay. They're going to whistle and call over another two guards from inside the camp. And they're going to come basically stand close to you, but obviously between you and the camp.
Did Soph?
Soph has not came through yet.
Okay.
I imagine Soph will be coming through.
Yeah.
They now don't feel too intimidated that there's four of them and one of you, and they already know you're there.
Sure.
But they definitely are on guard. Like, they're holding their clubs. And then Soph comes through. What is Soph doing when they enter and see four people armed looking at Gnomus and Vaso getting escorted away?
Soph is going to fly towards Vaso.
Okay.
And like kind of hide over him.
So Soph goes bounding through and like, I'm just picturing leaping off one of the half-orcs that wasn't looking at you and just jumps into the sky. Yeah. What the heck was that?
That's my dragon.
Sorry. Is it going to be a problem?
It's like, if you let me talk to it, it will not be a problem.
How long do you need?
1 minute.
Okay.
So Vasa is going to call for Soph.
Okay.
And going to tell Soph, don't attack anybody.
Okay.
Do not attack anybody. Come here. And then I guess Soph will land right in front of Vaso.
Yep.
I'll pet Soph. Be like, it's okay. I want you to go back to Gnomus. You stay with Gnomus.
Okay.
Don't worry about me. I got something I got to take care of.
Okay. And then Soph will do as commanded. Gnomus and Soph, can I assume for now you guys are just going to be waiting outside the camp?
I think I would taunt them, though, like feeling cocky now that I have a red dragon next to me.
I'm sure they would call over two more guards. And then you see them like, yeah, I'm not scared at all. And then the hammer on their back, like, get over here. So now there's six half-orcs not surrounding, but in a line in front of you. You guys are like standing off on each other.
Call more over. We'll have fun.
Six will be enough for you. And that, looking over, and Soph's already bleeding in a few spots, too. So they notice the injuries on the dragon. All right. Vaso, you get led into the encampment. And it's just like you remember in your visions of the past, where you are seeing mostly tents. It's definitely not a permanent settlement. You notice that there are sleds for dragging things. It's definitely a nomad tribe that is designed around constant moving. And as you're walking through the camp, you see some boxing rings. Some of them are bigger than others, some are small, but you see some half-orcs pairing off to fight each other for, you have no idea why, but people are taking bets, and it's kind of a morale booster you're kind of sensing. But they eventually lead you to a larger tent where they pause to be allowed entrance into it. We'll say about a minute later, one of the guards runs in, comes back out, and says they'll see him now. And then you're led inside this tent, and there is a large ogre that is sitting on a kind of like a wooden weaved throne. And you'd recognize it as Borag, which is the leader of the migration.
Boss is going to be like, hello, Borag.
How do you know my name?
It's a long story.
We don't have time for long stories. Make it short.
Okay. Well, my name's Vaso, and Ozov, you know Ozov, right?
Yes.
He my commander. He's my other half.
What do you mean, other half? He's your brother? I do not recognize you on our clan.
Well, I'm not.
You don't wear the clothes of our clan.
He's my...
How can he be your brother?
He's not my brother. He is my other half.
I don't know what that means.
He'll understand. If I meet him face to face, he'll understand. We have to combine our souls.
I will get him. And he calls over like a messenger. You notice that the messenger he calls over is also slight in stature. They are about the same size as you are. just as a little tidbit, as a reminder that Vasa's small for a half-orc. And the messenger runs off. Let's say five minutes later, the messenger comes back and you see a larger half-orc enter in that's got a bunch of bandages around their chest. And they look a lot like you, but significantly bigger.
Hello, Oza.
How do you know my name?
Because I'm your other half. You've seen visions of me, haven't you?
How do you know I've seen visions?
Because I've seen visions of you.
Are you spying on me?
No, I'm your other half. We have to combine.
He's going
to
look at Orag. What is he talking about? Combine? Orag's going to kind of like shake his shoulders. I don't know what he's talking about. We don't have time for this. Put him in the brink. And he's going to turn to start walking away.
I saw you fight Orag here.
He's going to pause.
I've seen you get beat up and slashed up in battle. If you die, I die. I die, you die.
You notice him start to get a little bit angry as you start talking about his battle prowess. I am a noble fighter.
I saw you get beat in the battlefield.
I'm not weak. Do not insult my fighting prowess. He starts moving a little bit closer to you.
Orag beat the crap out of you. It wasn't even close. It was a landslide.
And he's going to start just physically shaking as he's getting angry. And he's going to just come over to you. He's like, I'll show you strength. And he goes to backhand you right across the face. But as soon as he touches your face, you feel your energies collide together. And then even from outside the camp, you see a large explosion of energy as the tent stakes get blown out. The tent falls down as a single entity is now trapped by the tent.
As this story pulls on your soul, in the end, we hope it is full.
Hey guys, it's Mike, your host and Dungeon Master at Carriage Rest Tales. I just want to say thanks for taking the time to listen to our podcast. It really means a lot to us. If you are enjoying the content and you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review. It's really going to help us grow our listenership and be able to reach more people. I also want to give a special thanks to Tabletop Audio for providing the background music for today's episode.